The UN's Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Religion or Belief on Tuesday hailed a key breakthrough in interfaith communications reached by a cross-section of religious leaders in Cyprus. The agreement has allowed Muslim and Greek Orthodox leaders to cross the green line which divides the island. Nathan Morley reports.
Just last week, the Grand Mufti of Cyprus, Dr. Talib Atalay, crossed the green line and held a service at the Hala Sultan Mosque near Larnaca for the very first time. This was possible due to an arrangement reached with the Greek Orthodox Archbishop Chrysostomos II, who personally made sure that Dr. Atalay could gain access to the areas controlled by the government of the Republic of Cyprus. Just 2 days earlier, Bishop Christophorus of Carpathia, who had been prevented from crossing the Green Line to visit the northern part of the island, was allowed to visit and worship at a monastery in the north called Apostolos Andreas. These latest efforts follow up recommendations to the UN Human Rights Council, in which it's been stressed the importance of ensuring that there are no human rights protection gaps and that all persons can effectively enjoy their fundamental rights, including freedom of religion or belief, wherever they live. Cyprus has been divided since 1974 and is split into a north and south. In the north is the unrecognized Turkish enclave, and in the south the internationally recognized Republic of Cyprus, which is a member of the EU. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley in Nicosia.